Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 11, we were taught that the Old Testament saints and the New Testament saints will be raised at the same time at the rapture. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Jesus said in John 10:16 that he would make one fold. And he's speaking of Israel and the New Testament believer. Now, I personally believe that Old Testament saints who believed in Christ, who believed in God, who were saved people, these Old Testament saints will be raised at the rapture when the saved of the New Testament or the New Covenant are raptured. And no, they're not the New Testament church, but they are the saints of God. As a matter of fact, not only do we have Jesus' words of making this one fold, we see Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, speaks of breaking down the middle wall partition. My friend, these people who are believers in the Old Testament, these people are going to receive glorified bodies as we will. He says, not without us. Now, in its language composition, then, this is equivalent to 1 Thessalonians 4:17. It says, together with them. You say, Pastor, are you saying that the Old Testament saint and New Testament saint are going to be raised at the same time? Yes. Now, that's not original with me. Oliver Reed Green, Dr. Harry Ironside, as well as others, held to that position because it's a biblical position. And it doesn't matter the names that hold to it. The matter is it true? And that's what the Bible teaches. Romans chapter 4 is clear in pointing out that Abraham was before the law. David was during the law. So whether it's before the law, during the law, or in this New Testament era, we're seeing one thing through this chapter. All are justified by faith. We will not be in heaven 7 years without Old Testament saints because they're only disembodied spirits. No. They're going to be there too, in the glorified body. Now, this chapter calls us to a faith that isn't a statement only, rather a faith that is a performing faith, a faith that works. You know, some have faith like that when it comes to the way of salvation. You were taught, well, only believe. And you only believe, but you only believe like the devils do. The devils believe and they tremble. The Bible tells us that. They believe and they tremble. You think the devils are saved? You think the devils are going to be in heaven? You see, my friend, we sometimes read scriptures and we'll take them out of context or we don't see them in their whole. Let me use one of the most famous scriptures, I think, that sometimes gets misused for what we call easy believism, and I think it has fooled many. Now, we know the very famous verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, I heard an evangelist, a preacher, and more than just one say, it doesn't say there, repent. It doesn't even say call or pray. It just says believe. That's all it says. Well, in that verse, it does only say believe. Although the word believe has the idea of to rely upon, it's the idea that you're turning to that person, and it's in a sense repentance in that it is turning to depend on them instead of yourself, instead of on works, instead of on religion. You're trusting in Christ alone. And in John, we'll see several times where Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by him. He's the only way to heaven. And it goes on to say in John 3:17, for God sent not his Son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, people say, well, you must believe that Jesus died for you, which you must, that Jesus was God in the flesh, that's true, that Jesus Christ was virgin born, that's right, that when he was dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, he was dying for you personally. He shed his blood for you, and that he literally died, and 3 days later, he literally, physically rose from the dead. All that's true. The doctrine of Christ, we call it. And you must believe that. And we're told that he that believes that's not condemned. But he that believes not is condemned already. Why? Because he's not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. But now, too often, we just stop there. And we say, okay, see, it's just believe. Just believe. Just believe these facts. And so people get saved saying, okay, all you got to do is believe this. They pray. They ask the Lord to save them. Yeah, I believe all of this. And they honestly do believe it. But they don't want their sin taken away. Yeah, they want to go to heaven. I mean, who wants to go to hell? But you see, if you stop there, and you don't read the rest of the paragraph as it appears in Greek, then you miss the meaning. For verses 19 through 21 say it this way, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, they are wrought in God. In other words, what he's saying here, person wants to be saved, he believes these things, then he's got to be willing for the Lord to come and cleanse him. Now, too many want to hold on to their sin. They want to hold on to the world. They want to hold on to the flesh. And so they don't want this cleansing. They only want saved from hell, but they don't want Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. What does the Bible tell us? The Bible lets us know here that loving darkness rather than light is not repentance. Darkness is associated with sin. Light is associated with Christ and his righteousness. Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto what? To righteousness. That means that we open our heart for him to cleanse us. See, what you must do is admit you're a sinner. Romans 3:10 says, as is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. That's all of us, my friend. Romans 3:23 says that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's me. That's you. What must we be willing to do to be saved? Well, we must believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, paying the penalty for every sin that we ever have or ever will commit, and that he died there, and that he was buried, and 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. And so, Acts 17:30 says, God commandeth. Not Andy Bloom. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world. But now he doesn't stop at just saying by which he will judge the world, but he adds this, by which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, where he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. The assurance that God will save me is that faith in Christ was that he raised him from the dead, literally, and he was seen of over 500 people. Now I put my faith in that, I act upon it, I receive him into my life, and he's my Lord and Savior. These people in Hebrews chapter 11 took God at his word, and their life was changed, because now they were looking at that city whose builder and maker was God. They were looking at the will of God. They were looking at pleasing God. Their life was changed because they believed in God. They believed in eternity and had eternity set on their heart. Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and then believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, God wants to save your soul. He said if you'd come to him, he'd in no wise cast you out. We've seen in our text God used Rahab a harlot. We've seen God use some of the dregs of society as well as the high people of society. High, low, in between. God wants to save you. He won't reject you. And if you're willing to trust him with your life, if you're willing for his cleansing by his blood of your sin, and for his coming into your life as your God, as your Father, his promise is that he will save you. Will you do that right now? Will you call upon him to save your soul? Jesus said that he was the only way to heaven. It's only through him. And my friend, that can be yours right now. Would you pray this prayer with me, asking the Lord to save you? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed and you asked the Lord to save you, you meant that, you wanted him to take your sin away, you wanted him to give you everlasting life, and you meant that, would you write us and let us know about that? I want to hear from you. Whether you email me or send me a postcard or write a letter. Now, I would like to be able to send you our building blocks book that will tell you how to grow in your new Christian life. It'll teach you how to study the Bible to get more from it. It'll teach you how to pray. And it'll teach you many things about the Christian life. We want you to have that absolutely free. Just write and ask for building blocks. Let me know that you've received Christ as your Savior, or you may have already been saved, but you want to use that book to edify other believers and to help new believers to grow in Christ and get on the right path. If you'll do that, I'll send you a copy absolutely free. I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the lamp and light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.